following the smart money in Q4. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. In today's Saturday stock screen, we're following the smart money by looking closely at the 13F filings from Wall Street's top money managers. In the tables below, we show the latest Q4 2025 new stock buys, as reported in their most recent 13F filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, of some of our favorite fund managers. We also show what percentage each stock makes up within each fund's investment portfolio. In addition to tracking new purchases, we pay attention to any big bets these asset managers make, comprising at least 5% of the portfolio. Several of the stocks on the two lists above are also in the Complete Investor portfolio. To learn more about joining the Complete Investor and find out which stock those are and why we recommended them, go here. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making a new 52-week high. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the new 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a new 52-week high this week: Johnson & Johnson, J&J, Chevron, CVX, GE Aerospace, GE, Coca-Cola, KO, Merck & Company, MRK, Applied Materials, AMAT, RTX, RTX, McDonald's, MCD, Lind PLC, LIN, GE Vernova, GEV, Verizon Communications, VZ, Amgen, AMGN, Deere & Company, D, TJX Companies, TJX, Union Pacific, UNP, Honeywell International, HON, Lockheed Martin, LMT, ConocoPhillips, COP, Prologis, PLD, Chubb, CB, Parker Hannifin, PH, Altria Group, MO, CME Group, CME, Northrop Grumman, NOC, Hommet Aerospace, HWM, presented by Paradigm Press, silent for 30 years. Now, this Wall Street legend who called the 1987 stock market crash practically down to the minute goes public again. Called the 1987 stock market crash practically down to the minute Chicago Tribune uncanny predictions of market turns New York Post, he could be the new guru The Economist clicker to learn about his latest shocking prediction. Editor's note: keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Paradigm Press is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous, and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. We also monitor stocks on the new 52-week low list. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in their weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a new 52-week low last week: Netflix, NFLX, Accenture, ACN, Booking, BKNG, Progressive, PGR, Intuit, INTU, Adobe, ADBE, Workday, WDAY, JD.com, JD, Paychex, PAYX, Cognizant Technology Solutions, CTSH, Atlassian, TEAM, SSNC Technologies, SSNC, Checkpoint Software Technologies, CHKP, HP, HPQ, Invitation Homes, INVH, CDW, CDW, Gen Digital, GEN, News, NWS, Erie Indemnity, ERIE, The Trade Desk, TTD, GoDaddy, GDDY, Duke Energy, DUK, FedEx, FDX. For partners only, hedge funds go big on this maturing Lindy. Today's Saturday selection comes off both Smart Money 13F screens. It's a behemoth platform with the key ingredient of a Lindy business, a name brand that gets stronger and more embedded in users' daily lives the longer it exists. Hedge funds piled into this company during Q4, yet the stock still trades at a 30% discount to its historical earnings multiple, sitting near the lowest valuation of the past decade. The market is fixated on a short-term free cash flow reduction, as the result of a historic infrastructure build-out. But unlike Mr. Market, we are focused on what the operating results are actually signaling: sustained, demand-driven growth and a company investing from a position of strength. To become a Partner Pass member, contact customer care at 888-610-8895, internationally at +1-443-815-4447, or via email at support@porterandcompanyresearch.com. The ubiquitous Amazon, NASDAQ, AMZN, is the rare business that has become a utility for both the household and the large-scale enterprise. What separates Amazon from other companies is how, despite its staggering $2 trillion valuation, it continues to compound. It builds what it needs to win, uses those innovations to lower unit costs and create a better customer experience, and then turns those internal creations into high-margin products that propel long-term growth. This is the playbook that birthed both the cloud computing platform Amazon Web Services, AWS, and the logistics network that standardized one-day delivery. Amazon is now running that playbook again. With $200 billion of planned 2026 CapEx, the company is greatly expanding its AI infrastructure while investing heavily into robotics and automation. AWS has solidified itself as the default infrastructure layer for the enterprise AI build-out, where serious workloads land when reliability, scale, and global reach matter. As the market leader with 30% share of the cloud storage market, AWS benefits from true data inertia. Once data, tooling, and teams are built around a platform, switching becomes disruptive. Enterprises build where their data already lives, and most Fortune 500 businesses live on AWS. The operating numbers reinforce that lock-in. AWS grew revenue 20% in 2025 to $128.7 billion, while accelerating to 24% in Q4, all while maintaining 35% operating margins. The magic to its high margins is that Amazon owns the silicon, infrastructure, and software, lowering cost per workload and reducing dependency on third-party suppliers. For example, by using its own proprietary chips, Trainium, Inferentia, and Graviton, AWS can offer better pricing, freeing customers from a dependence on NVIDIA chips. Despite this strong growth, demand is not going away. AWS backlog, committed but not yet recognized revenue, grew 40% to $244 billion in 2025. It can't build new capacity fast enough. On the Q4 2025 earnings call, CEO Andy Jassy explained that AWS is monetizing capacity as fast as it can be installed. The customer commitments back it up. Anthropic named AWS its primary cloud and training partner. Amazon's cumulative $8 billion investment in Anthropic is the largest outside investment in Amazon's history. Anthropic's Claude functions as both a strategic stake to be part of a frontier AI lab and as a commercial flywheel for AWS. And it's not just Anthropic. In November, OpenAI announced a $38 billion multi-year agreement with Amazon, one of the largest cloud infrastructure commitments on record and a signal that even AI labs with deep existing cloud partnerships still need Amazon's platform. The less talked about moat is power. Energy is 30% to 40% of data center operating expenses and rising as AI racks consume 5x to 10x the power of standard computing tasks. In a constrained world, the hyperscaler that brings capacity online first wins. In many data center markets, power is the major obstacle to becoming operational. AWS has secured power purchase agreements, PPA, with turbine suppliers, building toward on-site generation capacity ahead of competitors, a playbook that won't show up in today's earnings, but will compound into a speed-to-market advantage over the next 3 to 5 years. AWS added nearly 4 gigawatts, GW, of power capacity in 2025 alone, doubling its total from 2022, and has plans to double again by 2027. With 22 gigawatts of planned U.S. capacity, Amazon leads all hyperscalers by more than 2x, Google and Microsoft have roughly 10 gigawatts planned. Amazon has locked in some huge energy contracts, including an $18 billion, 17-year nuclear PPA with Talen Energy for 1.9 gigawatts of baseload power through 2042 and a 5-gigawatt small modular reactor commitment with X-Energy by 2039. The next driver is Amazon's advertising business. It has quietly grown this segment into the third largest in the world behind Google and Facebook. In 2025, ad revenue climbed 22% to $68.6 billion and is trending toward a $100 billion milestone by 2028. A smaller but increasingly important part of Amazon's 2026 story is in retail, where it is targeting $4 billion in annual cost savings by fully equipping nearly 40 fulfillment centers with next-generation robotics by the end of 2027. In the last decade, Amazon has grown from 15,000 robots to more than 1 million, while androids now play a role in 75% of Amazon's global delivery volume. The company is accumulating one of the largest robotics operations in the world, creating a data advantage that compounds in the same way AWS did, built internally out of necessity, refined at unmatched scale, and increasingly difficult for any competitor to replicate. As AWS evolved in 2013 from a $3 billion side project to a $26 billion business in 2018 generating $7 billion in operating income, it was widely criticized for reckless spending and near-zero reported earnings. AWS operating income has since grown to $45.6 billion, and those who owned shares during those years of flat margins have been rewarded. As today's cloud leader, its $244 billion backlog provides a degree of revenue certainty that simply didn't exist during the first AWS growth phase, and the CapEx cycle is laying the foundation for the next generation of agentic commerce and AI enterprise infrastructure build-out, building next decade's moat. Today, Amazon trades at 22x forward earnings, its lowest valuation since 2008 when it fell to 20x. That's a 39% discount to its historical 5-year forward earnings multiple. While we won't be adding Amazon as a formal recommendation today, we'll be watching closely as this household name that's become an enterprise leader enters this next reinvestment phase. Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.